The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
And now, here you are, draining the bank accounts with no incoming funds to speak of, and you've never even apologized to your sister about Darby.
Apologize? You know what Jawbone did with...
He was your nephew, Thomas.
That wasn't the first time you'd tried a stunt like that.
Like what?
Soul transference.
What does that mean?
It means your memory's beginning to fail, Maxwell. It's a side effect of long-term use.
But then why would I do that?
I'm afraid I'm a little busy right now. Is there something I can do for you?
Miss Regina, you mistake me. It is I who wish to help you.
You do.
And look where that's landed you.
Yeah, well, that was...
Clearly, I think we both know you can't handle the job you were given. So, I'm going to be running things now.
What? Wait a minute.
Behind the scenes, of course.
Oh, no.
Look, the pills help, okay? Just for a while, I can feel like I don't give a damn.
Well, I'm sorry, but I do give a damn.
Hooks, this is all my fault. I never should have given you those pills.
I got Richards to open your case back up. Had to threaten him, but I got it. I'm gonna go home. Look through your files. You knew something. Something that made the move on you. I just have to find it.
Oh my god, what just happened?
If you value her at the lake, you'll do what she says.
Come on, you fuck. Two more steps. Come on.
Hey, boss, I'm back. What the fuck are you doing?
I needed some water.
You should have waited. Christ, I was going 15 fucking minutes.
I know.
You know, for a guy with a busted lung, you sure do a good job breathing with it.
All right, I get it, okay?
Ah. Oh. Boss, I appreciate you throwing it past me.
I could have hit you.
Oh, no, I know you could have, boss. You can crack a skull, that's for damn sure.
Don't patronize me.
You know, boss, I am genuinely hurt. Honestly. Anyway, I just went for some sandwiches. But I went to the spaceport like you wanted.
Yeah? You got in the locker?
Yeah, not much there, though. It's Ace's. It said so right inside the locker.
All right, let me see. What the fuck is this?
You know, that's all that was in there. Just some wine and a book.
The fuck? Half a bottle of wine?
Oh, come on, boss. I'm on duty. You know I don't drink while I'm working. Unless we're, like, at a meeting or something. Anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Mother.
All right. Calm down, boss. Calm down. It's not good for you to get all worked up like that. Remember your yoga breathing.
You know what's not good for me, Major? Shuffling around like an old man.
You know, I know it ain't, but you know you can't do nothing about it right now. You gotta calm down. Just settle down. Or you're gonna end up back in that hospital. Oh, I checked out the book. Looks like a good one.
You know how to read?
Just because it ain't got pictures don't mean I don't read it, all right? You know, I read. Sometimes. Not much. I guess, you know, I don't know. It just looked smart. You might like it.
Oh, yeah, because a fucking book is going to solve all my problems. Let's just all calm down and it'll all go away.
I didn't say that. Jeez. You got to get better, and I'm here to help.
Until my mother drags you away for whatever she wants.
Yeah, well, she ain't done that yet. And if she does, we'll figure it out. Come on, brought you a sandwich.
I'm not hungry.
You know what's going to happen. I'm going to walk out of here, and then you're going to want it after I'm all snug and cozy at home. So, I'm going to put it in the kitchen, and then I'm going to go. Okay?
Fine. Thanks, Major.
Yeah. No problem, boss. Call if you need something.
A fucking book. Thank you, Asa. Thank you so fucking much.
You can't remember shit.
I passed the psych evaluation.
How?
I don't know. I just answered the questions.
Oh, right. The questions are supposed to judge whether or not you're of sound mind. So they didn't care that you couldn't remember anything. They just wanted to make sure you weren't crazy.
Right. I'm not crazy. I just feel like I'm losing my mind.
How long do you have before they send you out?
I'm not sure, but... they're sending me back to the Kingery.
What?
They want me to work with Regina. To help her set up the Kingery legally or something. Since she remembers me or my body, this all makes me uncomfortable. Like, really uncomfortable.
Oh, Roberts, I gotta go. Call me later when you know when you're leaving.
What? No, what am I supposed to do?
Just go, I guess. Do the best you can.
And how do they know I'll even remember how to be a cop?
If you don't, they'll bring you back for another psych evaluation. Maybe you could make up a couple of crazy things to say next time?
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Hi, Mrs. Hutchins.
Well, come in. Now you sit right down while I get you some tea.
It's all right, I'm fine. You don't have to go through...
Oh, now I won't hear of it. I just made a whole pot. Sit. You still like honey and lemon, right?
Well, yes, I do.
All right, then. So, how long has it been since you visited? What, 5 years?
I think it's been longer.
Well, that's a real shame, Maddie. I miss you coming around.
Me too.
Well, here you go. And I'm putting the honey right here for you.
Thanks, Mrs. Hutchins.
Always so formal. Please call me Nora. I think you're old enough now.
Old habits. Well, you know how I am.
I certainly do. Always palling around with my Carl. You and that Thomas boy. You know, I always thought Carl had a bit of a crush on you.
I suppose he did.
Yeah, but you and that Art Cowboy, woof, you two really had something.
I suppose.
Not with him anymore then, are you?
No. Not for a long time.
Well, I thought he was good for you.
I don't know what to think anymore. So, how is Carl?
Single.
I didn't come back for a date.
Well, you can't blame me for trying. I just want what's best for my boy.
So he's not married?
Well, he was, but it didn't take.
He's still working at the precinct, then?
He certainly is. Going on, 15 years now.
Wow,
Maddie. You know I'm just teasing you. Staying here, you wouldn't have been happy. You were always so stubborn, adventurous. You always had to prove to those boys that you were just as smart as they were, if not smarter.
It's okay. I'm not upset. I'm just... Sometimes I wonder what might have been, you know.
Ah, human nature, my dear. You know, the grass is always greener and all that. So what brought you back?
They're reopening my father's case.
Really? New evidence?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just gonna pull the files and talk to Carl. See what I find.
If there's something to find, Maddie, you'll find it. I know you will.
Thanks.
Is that you, Major?
Yeah, boss.
Come on in.
Hey, boss.
You know, you don't have to knock.
Well, boss, you know, I don't want to interrupt. What if you're having personal time?
I'm a long way from that.
Oh, shit. Look at the time. I gotta make the coffee, right?
Damn right you do. Sylvia Arkell expects her coffee.
I can do that.
Well, if you can, she sure as hell is gonna tell you.
Yeah, I gotcha. Hey, you still sleeping on the couch?
Yeah, it's just easier to get up from here is all.
Well, at least you're dressed. But I'm gonna guess your mom won't like it.
Yeah, you're fucking right about that. Go in the bedroom and mess up the bed.
You got it, boss. I'm all over it.
Okay. Come in.
Thomas.
Mother.
Coffee?
Of course.
Let me get that, boss. Hello, Mrs. Arkell.
Good morning, Major.
How do you take it, ma'am?
Cream, two sugars.
No problem. The boss takes it black.
I know how my son takes his coffee, Major.
I guess you would.
Major.
Yes, ma'am. You want me to go, don't you?
I'd like you to stay.
You would?
Yes. You see, it's important that Thomas remember our discussions. I think you could be helpful in this regard.
Okay, sure. Of course, ma'am.
Please, have some coffee and sit down.
Ooh, okay.
Now, it has come to my attention that Shimizu has visited Regina.
He what?
Were you aware of this?
No.
Shimizu's here?
We obviously cannot let Shimizu take advantage of our weakened position.
You have got to be kidding me.
You really should get out more, Thomas.
I told him if he sent anybody again, it would be war.
War is bad for business, Thomas. You know that.
Fuck.
Language, Thomas. There are ladies present.
So Shimizu's here. Fine. I'm going to have to talk to Regina. This is just insane.
Regina is a liability.
Why? I hear she's doing a fine job.
You know, I check up on her. She's okay.
And that's why we have this problem.
What do you mean?
You hear she's doing a fine job. Try to be more involved.
Fine. I'll go down there today and talk to her.
You'll need assurances. Make sure she's back on our side. You understand me.
Yes, Mother.
Good. Thank you for the coffee, Major. I may be calling on you later.
Yes, sure, ma'am. Boss, you okay?
Shimizu. That fuck.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. So, you're gonna go talk to Regina, right?
After I finish my fucking coffee.
Hey.
Gabby, I told you to stay out of here. This is my office, okay? You've got the whole other room.
Hooks, calm down. I'm here to see you.
No, I'm not interested in any of your services.
Jesus, I just want to talk.
Fine. So, talk.
I know I got you into this mess, so I'm going to help you get out of it.
You can't reopen Shenanigans, so what are you going to do?
I mean the drugs, Hooks. The drugs.
What drugs?
The ones you've been taking. The ones I gave you.
Those aren't really drugs. They're just pills.
Come on, Hooks. You're not fooling anybody.
I'm not trying to fool anybody. It's just... Can't you leave me alone?
Well, no.
You don't get to fucking decide. That's for me to say.
Look, I'm trying to help. I'm really sorry I gave those to you, so... Come on, don't you want to just not need it anymore?
I want a lot of things. I haven't gotten any of those things since I started working here. Why start expecting anything else?
What if I told you I could get you totally off those pills? Like, fast?
I'm listening.
Okay, there's this stuff. I don't know what it is exactly. One of my girls found out about it. Sometimes when you work at a whorehouse, people get a little out of control, you know? It's this injection. One shot and you're not addicted anymore.
If it's so great, then why doesn't everybody use it?
Because it only works if you stay away from the drugs afterwards. You don't get the shakes or nothing, but you still want it. For a while, anyway.
Doesn't sound that great to me.
I thought you wanted to get off the drugs. I don't even know if you still do.
They're pills! It's not the same!
Yeah, Hooks. You keep telling yourself that.
All right, fine. I hate being a fucking wreck all of the time. I kinda like swearing, though. Fuck.
You know, you could keep swearing once you're off them.
I'd be self-conscious.
Look, I'm trying to help you here.
You got me hooked on these things. You stole my office. Why should I trust you?
It's only temporary. This is for Tommy, not for me.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're getting your cut.
I am, because I do the work.
See?
I know you don't think you can trust me. Believe me, I understand. Did a lot of bad shit, I know that. But I'm trying to change. I mean that.
Well, how can I believe you?
I don't know.
Oh, see.
Okay. Maybe coming here and offering this to you was a bad fucking idea. If you like being hooked on the pills, whatever.
Oh, no, I don't like it. I'm pissed off, and I don't like that either.
Ugh. It's just one fucking shot, Hooks. Do you want it or not?
Oh, fine. You brought it with you? What if I said no?
Well, you didn't. Stick your arm out.
Oh, fine.
Oh, and by the way, this is going to hurt.
Oh. Uh-oh. No. 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 Debbie? No. Fuck.
Hang in there, Hulk.
No.
Here. It's okay. I'll move you away from the desk. Ow. Fuck, Hulk. Don't hit me.
Need hospital.
No, you don't. It's supposed to hurt this much.
You didn't
Sorry.
Tell me! You didn't tell me!
Well, I figured if I told you, you wouldn't want to do it. Don't worry. You'll be fine in, like, an hour or so.
You fucking bitch!
Regulations can there be on restrooms? Oh, God. Come in.
Hey there, Regina.
Mr. Arkell.
Please, you know you can call me Tommy.
All right. Hi, Major.
Hey, Regina. Been a while.
How are you doing, Tommy?
Much better, thank you.
Please, sit down. I wanted to say, I'm sorry I didn't visit you in the hospital.
Don't worry about it. Most of the time I was too drugged up to know who was there anyway.
I don't know. It's just not right. What happened?
A lot of things happen at any rate. You know, it's just how it goes.
Well, I want to apologize. Mm-hmm. I need to. I remember that day I saw you, Major, hitting Roberts. And I screamed. And then everybody started shooting.
You think this is all your fault?
Maybe if I hadn't, things would have been different, you know?
Hey, Regina, can I tell you something?
Sure.
It wasn't your fault. With all those cops and with Shepard in a standoff, it was going to go down one way or the other. If it hadn't been you, it would have been something else. Really.
I wish it had been something else.
Yeah, I could see that.
Oh, God.
My point is, don't blame yourself. As a matter of fact, I've been meaning to apologize to you.
What? Why?
I underestimated Shepard.
He surprised you, too, didn't he?
Yeah. Buying me out, I didn't see that coming. I should have. Now it's your burden.
After all of this, I still feel like I didn't know Adam. After I found the Behold...
Behold?
I was so confused.
That's how he got all those lunatics to follow him?
That's what I thought. But he never used it.
The cops probably carted it all the way then.
Not so sure about that.
You think it's still there?
I think so. The crates are unmarked. I don't think the police knew what they were looking at.
Crates? Damn.
This is all so hard, Tommy. I've never had to run anything like this. It's just... I'm kind of overwhelmed.
I know you are. And I'm sorry I haven't been there for you. I should have been here, helping you. And I'm going to do my damnedest to be around more. Both me and Major.
Yeah, you know, if you need anything, Regina, you just ask.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. I'll see you around. Well, I think that went well. Poor kid.
Hey, boss. Is that...
Shimizu. On your way to see somebody? Maybe Regina?
Shimizu-san.
Mr. Arkell, a pleasure as always.
Hey, Major, you smell something?
I sure do, boss.
I'm not surprised. Did you know, Ingar, that pigs have an excellent sense of smell?
Of course, Shimizu-san.
It seems, Mr. Arkell, that we are a bit more educated than your personnel.
Maybe I can show you just how educated I am, up close and personal. I was summa cum laude and kicking your fucking ass.
Steady, Major.
I am merely a friend to Miss Regina in these troubled times.
See, I don't get it, Shimizu. Did you really think this was going to work? That you were just going to step in and start running the place?
Miss Regina enjoys my considerable business skill.
And he calls us liars.
I have seen some remarkable improvements in the kingery. I believe it's now free of rats. Isn't that right?
Yeah, found one. Major here put a bullet in her. We threw her out on her ass.
Ah, but rats can do some considerable damage if left undetected for some time. Don't you agree?
I'm only going to say this once. I want you and your fucking crew out of the kingery.
It's not your kingery, Mr. Arkell.
Well, it sure as hell ain't yours.
Maybe if your buddy here likes the way her face looks, all symmetrical and stuff, you two should get out of here.
We shall take our leave.
You're damn right you will. And if I ever see you around here again, it's war.
An astute observation, Mr. Arkell. pigs are more intelligent than we give them credit for.
That stinking bag of fuck. Major, if you ever see that piece of shit again, you get me straight away. You got that?
Yeah, boss. I got it.
I'm gonna paint the wall of that fucker's brains.
Not if I beat you to it, boss.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Next time on The Kingery. On the next The Kingery.
Perhaps a visual aid will help. Let my hands represent a continuum of possible actions. See my hands?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's call this one warning. Warning. See it?
I see it.
Look over my shoulder. You see the guy in the trench coat with the crew cut?
Yeah?
I'm going on an errand where I want him to follow me.
I guess that's your business.
The boss is the boss. He gives the orders around here, not you.
Easy, Major. Maybe you didn't mean any disrespect, did you?
No, sir.
She was just making a request.
Right.
So, as Major indicated, things are different now. I can't take anything for granted.
Asa, sometimes you say exactly the right thing. Like a smelly little Buddha.
Here, Mom, you're 10.
Don't you mean 20?
20?
Major's your best earner, as well as your bodyguard and facilitator. You don't think I'd let you have her services gratis, do you?
Next time on The Kingery, only at PendantAudio.com.
Well, do you?
The Kingery, Season 3, Episode 3, Dance with the Devil. Featuring the voice talents of Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, M. Sierra Garcia as Major, Alicia Lane Matheson as Madeline Gray, Andrew Eckhart as Roberts, Jean Rose as Mrs. Hutchins, Fiona Thrale as Sylvia Arkell, Lexi Rawl as Debbie, Harry Whittle as Hooks, Jane Parrish as Regina, Kim Giannopoulos as Ingar, and Michael King as Shimizu. Written by Susan Bridges. Story by Jeffrey Bridges, with Neil Bailey, Susan Bridges, Alicia Lane Matheson, Pete Mylan, and Perry Whittle. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald. Directed by Perry Whittle. Assistant director, Bob Blakey. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2009 Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Makala Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2009 Pendant Productions.